T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is an honest show. I think this is the one show on the station where, well, I'm not going to compare us to the other guys. I'll just speak for us. You put a polygraph test in here, and it's attached to our fingers for everything we say. It's all truth, Chris.
Mm-hmm. That line's going to look nice and stable.
I watched very little football yesterday. I could not get myself into it because I was still ticked off from Thursday, and I had a feeling the Ravens were going to blow out the Texans. I was right. That would have been the one game I really would have sat down and watched.
You did miss a great moment in Al Riveron.
Blatant pass interference.
Marlon Humphrey tackles DeAndre Hopkins, literally tackles him in the end zone, directly preventing a touchdown. Yep. Nope, no dice.
And it was a Murphy's Law week for the Steelers all the way around, and it didn't stop on Sunday. The Bills won, the Raiders won, the Colts won. Even some teams that are, you know, supposed wins for the Steelers.
Arizona looks way tougher right now. Kyler Murray is starting to come into his own.
The Jets got 4 touchdowns from Sam Darnold. I know it was at Washington.
Still, it's competence.
And I did not watch the Bengals-Raiders game because it wasn't available locally.
I watched it. Bengals battled.
The final score doesn't look like they suck. I mean, they got beat by a touchdown in Oakland, and they went for 173 rushing yards. That's over 7 yards a carry.
Yeah, they battled. That was not an easy win for Oakland. Still got like 100 plus on the ground from Jacobs, and Carr was solid, but that was not an easy win.
I don't feel great about that game on Sunday. And now the news that Juju has a knee injury to go along with the concussion, and Deontay Johnson isn't progressing from his concussion. And we'll talk to James Conner about his situation at 5. We know that Marquise Pouncey is going to be unavailable. They're going to have to use the Wildcat again to beat the 0-10 Bengals. Right? I mean, do you see them lining up traditionally and saying, okay, we're going to get the ball to
Mason Rudolph has some sort of epiphany between now and then. That Deontay Johnson play, by the way, I know the Garrett stuff was just ugly, despicable, etc. That was the most unsettling visual from that entire game for me.
Seeing the blood coming out of the guy's ear?
That's what happens in car wrecks. That's what happens in like a movie when a guy is like dying or something.
I mean,
like
I'm not George Clooney on ER or Doogie Howser or anything, but like, isn't that usually a sign that there's like a skull fracture?
Yes, that's like a sign that somebody might die. That was such an unsettling visual. And
how did
Demaryius
Randle not get suspended? That was just like Burfict's hit on Antonio Brown.
Do you want to know what I thought of when I thought of that? It's ugly. It's like I said, unsettling's the word, but I think for a lot of people, they can say, yeah, ugly hit, but it happened in the course of play, so it's sort of like business as usual. That was jarring to see.
I still think the Steelers are going to make the playoffs because it is still a winnable schedule with a really good defense, but man, am I waffling like crazy. I am at the fence, and I've got one leg over, and I've got like my crotch stuck there. Like, I could go either way. And the reason why I'm there is because I just don't like the team they're going to put on the field against the Bengals in a road environment on Sunday.
Well, here's all I'll tell you is don't make a decision to go one side of the fence or the other too quickly. We don't want another surgery for you if your crotch is stuck right on the middle of said fence.
The line is 6.5.
By the way,
it's not like Vegas
it.
Thinks they're going to blow out the Bengals or anything.
I don't think they're going to make it. I never did, man. You didn't even mention the team that is the worst news for them. You have treated some of this, at least all along, to my understanding. Like, the Buffalo Bills aren't necessarily a lock to get in. They won again. I know we both thought that they had a chance to lose against Miami. They blew them out, and Allen actually looked really good. He hasn't thrown an interception in 5 games. They look like they're going to at least get to 9, which will put them in.
Man, that is going to be a Rust Belt Super Bowl here next month, potentially. Where, like, the winner of that game is, like, in great shape to make the playoffs, and the loser is going to have to scramble.
So who do the, I'm trying to think off the top of my head, who do the Bills have this coming week?
They got the Broncos at home.
I think that's still, I know the Broncos showed out well for one half against Minnesota in a hostile environment. I still think the Bills win the
slugfest. But then the back-to-back weeks before they come to Pittsburgh are the Cowboys on a short week for Thanksgiving, and then the Ravens come to Orchard Park.
All right, so
they're going to lose two games.
I think they're 8-5 after that Ravens game. And then I still think that even if they were to lose to the Steelers, they're still in good shape. Because don't they have the Dolphins and the Jets to finish
it out? I mean, it's not inconceivable that the Steelers could go on a three-game winning streak going into that matchup. At Cincinnati, the Browns at home, and at Arizona, but I'm not anywhere close to as confident in that as I was.
Are you confident that they beat the Browns for sure at home if they're down this many players? Be honest.
Tomlin's going to get them up for that game because it's a revenge game, and his team specialize in those types of matchups.
But look.
I feel better about the Browns at home than I do the Bengals on Sunday. I really do. And I'm not saying that just because you're wearing a brown sweatshirt. I really mean that. I could see them laying a big wet fart in Cincinnati because they've got no offense. They're going to have to wildcat their way through that game again.
You said big wet fart, and for some reason I thought of Skyline Chili. Anyway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.